Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are sharing some awesome wisdom and prophetic words, and I want to encourage you, grab these words and believe. You know, if he says, you know, what does God require of us? That we believe. Does God do these miracles amongst us because we obey some law or because we believe?
Just believe.
Just believe, and that's all we have to do. He's bigger than all your problems. He's bigger than your mistakes. He's a covenant-keeping God, and he has good plans in store for you. And we've got to hold on to those plans of what he's doing. As a matter of fact, John, what's next?
Awakenings of God on a worldwide scale, and something miraculous is going to happen in North Korea. Watch this.
That there is going to be something happen in North Korea that will be so miraculous that right now God is hardening Kim Jong-un's heart just like Pharaoh, because he's going to pull him down. And God has a solution, and there will be a day come when that's going to fall.
That's so important when you think about Pharaoh. And, you know, Pharaoh was basically just working Israel to death, you know, and pricks with no straw, making it harder for them, and you know, they're going to go and come back and go and come back. They're going to be free and not free and all that kind of stuff's going on. Understand this. Pharaoh was like a switch, and God was turning him on and off. You know, be hard on Israel, be light on Israel. Be hard on Israel, be light on Israel. God was working his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're looking, and the ultimate goal was he was going to get Pharaoh so mustered up that he was going to muster his troops and come together, and they're all were going to die in the sea. You know, if he thought he could take him out with a couple of his people, then he wouldn't take them all out. But Pharaoh and his riders died in the sea.
Yeah, all those chariots.
And so it takes a lot for, you know, to get the enemy all riled up, to get them all gathered so he can take them out with one whack, right? Mm. And so now you're looking at, I mean, it makes no sense. This guy, he's in his 20s, and he's really a puppet, I believe, of North Korea, of Russia and China. That's where he gets his tools and stuff and his technology from. And his family was set in place by Russia after the Korean War. And the trading partner he has is Russia and China. China's the biggest one. All they got to do is turn the faucet off, you know.
And they're done.
And so you're looking at him, you know, it's just going to, and it could be difficult. I want to let you know that, you know, when I was in law enforcement, people said, we're gonna stop this violence. It took officers to come in.
Hmm.
To be trained, the SWAT team had to come in and different things. You know, it was not a pretty scene.
Yeah.
But at the end of all of that, you know, was peace. Mm-hmm. So often we think we're just going to get peace because you tell a rebellious teenager, hey, peace. That's not going to happen, right? That's not going to work. Or a rebellious person. Understand this, that God will come in and deal with them, but it's going to be rough. And some of the things he's showing me, as a matter of this week, he's showing me that there very well might be a nuclear situation where it doesn't hit land, but it lands in the water, and some other things that we're seeing going on, but if when things start getting shaky and everybody thought they had it all figured out what they're going to do, when their little kingdoms start crumbling, that's when people cry out to God.
Yeah.
So that's what, you know, right now you're looking at a lot of strongholds all over the world. You're looking at giants all over the world. The Dutch Sheets prophesied about. We didn't have him on talking about it, but giants are going to come down in 2018 to begin to come, and those are people. These giants are bringing people to a place of mindsets. They can't shake the mindset because there's a demonic hold on them. But once that's gone, you know, they can be free. I'm excited about that. You know, the Lord's shown a couple of giants to me. I don't know if he shows some to you. I know he shows some to Pat. And they're holding people in a place. And as soon as that giant shows up, they shut up. They just, it's not that, it's they're fearful of it, you know. But when it's gone, it's not there.
Well, authority will drive them out. So.
Yeah. So let us know about, you know, what you're thinking about this, what you're thinking about North Korea, and communicate with us. We'd love to hear from you. Take a moment, you know, share with us, and we like maybe somebody in the community can answer your question. Maybe you're getting a prophetic word, you know, about what's taking place in North Korea. We did hear a couple things about North Korea, but we'd love to hear from you. Take a moment.
Absolutely.
The question we have for you is, like, you know, what are you thinking when you're hearing about North Korea, some of the things that have been said? But now this good thing is that God's going to deal with that, which means those oppressed people in North Korea are going to be free. That's exciting.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.